Do you ever sit in silent meditation? Do you ever sit in silent meditation? It is an experience that is so beautiful and so glorious, yet so few people sit in silent meditation. They hear all the noises that are going on around them. They hear the noises that are going on inside of them. They hear all of the attitudes that are coming up in their mind. They hear dogs barking in the distance. They hear cats mewing around them. They hear the children at play. They hear the cars going up and down the road. They hear all sorts of distractions. And they've never really learned silent meditation. Silent meditation is such a beautiful experience. It's a beautiful experience because when you sit quietly and you meditate, beautiful things happen. For years, I've conducted the 3-hour meditation from 3 to 6 in the morning all over the world. And many times people would say, well, can I just lie down and be in a 3-hour meditation? And I said, no, because the first thing you do is to fall asleep. And that's fine. But meditation is not for sleeping. Meditation is for being at peace within yourself. Meditation is for being quiet within yourself. Meditation is for finding who you are and delighting in it. Finding who you are and delighting in it. Everyone can find who they are and delight in it by merely sitting quietly and ignoring the world about them and ignoring the world within them and ignoring everything except the feeling of bliss or peace. The Buddha sought after bliss. He sought after peace all of his life. And in one moment, he found bliss. And in that moment, he found bliss. All made sense to him. All of life made sense to him. It didn't matter whether people lived or died or were sick or well, were rich or poor. It didn't matter whether the world was going through any turmoil whatsoever. The only thing that mattered to the Buddha was that he had found an inner bliss. And you can be sure he spent most of his time in that inner bliss. Now you can live your life, you can breathe, you can eat, you sleep, you do all the things you want to do, and you can still be in your inner bliss. Because your inner bliss is where you are content with yourself, where you are at home with your own nature, with your own being. And you feel good about yourself. You feel good about that person that you are. And you're not comparing yourself to anybody else. You're not desiring goals. You're not desiring health or wealth or happiness or anything at all. You live in a state of peace. Silent meditation is what guides us into that space of peace. Because in the silent meditation, we've trained ourselves to be unaware of what's going on around us, unaware of what's going on within us, unaware of anything other than the feeling of great bliss, the feeling of great peace, the feeling of great magic. And that feeling of great magic only comes when we take time to be in silent meditation. It only comes when we take time to listen to the divine within ourselves. And the divine within ourselves is shouting and singing and dancing and playing and saying, listen to me, listen to me. Yes, it's doing all that. It's not in itself silent. It's not in itself hidden or something that we have to seek after. It's right there, loud and clear. It's like the burble of the waterfall, loud and clear. It's like the wind passing through the trees and singing a melody as it goes along. It's like a cow mooing in the pasture. It's like a coyote on the hilltop saying, "Ow!" Shouting out to his world, shouting out to his life. And you, when you listen to that inner peace within you, that silence within you, you hear all the music that ever could be, all the music that ever is. You don't need your your tape player. You don't need your iPad. You don't need any of those things. Because you're listening to the divine music within you. And that divine music within you sings more gloriously and beautifully and magnificently than anything could ever be. The great artists are in tune with the music within them. And they bring it forth on their palette, on their canvas. They bring it forth on their keyboard or on their instrument with their voice. They bring it forth with all that they are. And they are in love with that music. They are in love with the magic of what they are. But this is all done, believe it or not, in silence, in their silent meditation. For in their silent meditation, they are one as all that is, and you and I are too. In our silent meditation, we are one as all that is. We are one as the great peace, the great magic, the great wonderment of all. We are that. And because we are that, we feel so glorious. We feel so beautiful. We see just beyond imagination. Today you can start practicing being at peace within yourself. Today you can start practicing this. Now, how do you practice peace within yourself? How do you practice silent meditation? Well, as the saying is, you think nothing. You think nothing. You let go and let the beauty of the divinity within you shower your consciousness, shower your brain, shower your world with all that is beautiful and good. It may be a sound and it may be silence. It may be music and it may be poetry. It may be anything. But the great joy of your heart is when you are in silent meditation and all of a sudden your private inner radio station, your private inner self lets a melody float through you. It's a haunting, beautiful melody that you'll never forget. A melody that says to you, "You are beautiful, you are wonderful, you are fabulous, you are glorious. I am peace, I am me, I am all that is. I like me, 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 I like me. Oh my, yes." And this refrain never stops. This refrain never is tiring. This refrain never feels like it's too much. Never feels like it's not enough. It always feels completely, wonderfully, totally, beautifully sufficient for itself. Sit in silent meditation today and listen to your inner self. Don't listen to listen. Listen to be ready to hear when the magic, the music, the mystery of your inner self floods forth and you say, "Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Oh, I see." And you feel deep love for all of your creation as I do for mine. And you say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. And you say of your creation, I love you, I love you, I love you.